We want to thank Ronald for reading the scripture passage for us this morning. The title of this morning's sermon is The Rainbow Covenant. I want to bring you back to the summer of 2007. Now, what happened in that summer? Well, in the summer of 2007, severe rainstorms pelted many regions in the UK. Now, Rosie in our midst has been to the Midlands. I think Manchester is in the Midlands, right? Rosie, where are you? Rosie is at the back. Yeah, right? Manchester is in the Midlands, right? Sure, yes. All right, yeah. The Midlands and the southwestern part of England experienced the worst floods in 60 years. Hundreds of thousands of households lost power and water supply. And in October 2009, heavy rain poured down in India, Bangladesh, and Nepal, causing serious flooding rarely seen in decades. Over 1,000 people died, and nearly 10 million people lost their homes. And in last July, torrential rain fell in many parts of China. Beijing and its surrounding districts experienced the most destructive flash floods in 61 years. Now, Genesis chapter 9, verse 15 says, God made a covenant with Noah and promised he would never destroy all life with a flood again. However, the incidents mentioned above make us wonder, has God forgotten his covenant? The rainbow is still there. We still see the rainbow from time to time. But floods on a large scale occur quite often. Is God's covenant with Noah still in effect today? And what does it mean to us living in the 21st century? And what's the significance of covenant making? Now, covenant making is an important notion in the Bible. It's central to God's relationship with humanity. It shows God's faithfulness, righteousness, grace, and love towards mankind. By means of a covenant, God unfolds his plan of redemption and unchanging will. And the Bible contains records of important covenants which God made with people at different times. For instance, God made covenants with Noah, Abraham, the Israelites, and King David. Each covenant was better than the one before. And when Christ came, God made a brand new covenant with humanity. Through those covenants, people can come to God, turn to him, immerse in his love, and enjoy his redemption. Now, although the covenants are made with certain people in certain generation, they actually concern the entire human race in all generations. Now, the details of the covenants are recorded in the Bible, and this is why the Bible is sometimes called the Old Testament or the New Testament Bible. The word testament is a synonym of covenant. The first covenant God established was with Noah, as we just read. In Genesis 9, verse 8 to verse 17, the word covenant appeared, you know how many times? Altogether 8 times. The word itself can mean a treaty of alliance between two nations. It can mean a pact of friendship between two people. It can also mean a contract or a promise. In essence, a covenant represents a relationship. The two parties concerned agree to conduct themselves in a certain manner under the covenant. Now, why did God make a covenant with humanity? We need to go back to the days of Noah. In those days, the world was wicked and sinful. As a consequence, God said in chapter 6, verse 7, I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air. Only one man, and that is Noah, found favor in God's eyes. God made two covenants with Noah. The first one is found in chapter 6, verse 18. God says, I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. This is a covenant of redemption. When Noah and every living creature obey God's command to enter the ark, they will be kept alive. Those who refuse to obey, they will be destroyed. And so covenant making is a serious business. After Noah and his family came out of the ark, God made a second covenant with him. God promised that he would never destroy the world with flood waters. In chapter 9, verse 11, God says, never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. God made a covenant with Noah because he was moved by Noah's offerings, burnt offerings. Chapter 8, verse 21 says, the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of man, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. Now, the second covenant is a covenant of grace. Now, there's no condition attached. God used the rainbow as a sign to help humanity remember this covenant. And so in verse 13, he says, I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between you and all living creatures of every kind. Now, God's rainbow covenant concerns the whole creation. He wants to not only solve the problem of sin, but also to deal with the impact of sin. He wants to save not only humanity from sin, but also other living creatures from the destruction brought about by sin. God's covenant with humanity is central to his relationship with people. And he set his rainbow in the clouds as a sign to show that he is serious about keeping that covenant. Now, God didn't create the rainbow on the spot at that time. The rainbow had already been created long ago. God simply adopted the rainbow as a sign, and the rainbow has become a sign of grace ever since. Now, God's covenant with humanity, it's not an agreement between two equal parties. It can never be. It will never be. Because God is the creator, and we are the creatures. We are the created. He is the initiator who sets the conditions in the covenant and makes them known to us. Only God is able to guarantee that the conditions will come into effect. And when God makes a covenant with humanity, he doesn't ask us for anything in return. And when we are obedient to him, we will enjoy the blessings promised in the covenant. Now, here it is noteworthy to see that God established a covenant with Noah because Noah had faith in God. Noah believed everything God said. And he believed that God would be able to honor what he said. And when God sees the rainbow, God will remember his covenant between him and all living creatures of every kind. Now, God says twice in verses 15 and 16, I will remember. Now, why does God need a rainbow to remind himself? Isn't he all-knowing? Of course. He is all-knowing. Is it because God tends to be forgetful? Certainly not. When God says in verses 15 and 16, twice that he will remember, it is actually in response to chapter 8, verse 1, which says, God remembered Noah. But you know, we may ask, how long will God remember? Well, it says in verse 16, whenever God sees the rainbow. God will remember this covenant with Noah every time he sees the rainbow. Now, after the flood, people didn't stop sinning. They soon forgot the devastation, the lesson of the flood. Today, as you and I know, sin is still rampant in the world. However, God hasn't forgotten his covenant. History tells us that there's not been a second flood that destroyed the entire earth in the past several thousand years. God made a covenant with man and put his signature on it. He is faithful in keeping it. What is God's signature? God's signature is the rainbow. And the word rainbow also means a bow in Hebrew. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 9 says, the bow is a weapon in God's hand. Someone once said, God has already hung up his rainbow in the sky. Now the rainbow, or God's bow, is a sign of peace. The rainbow is a sign that God will never destroy the entire earth with the waters of a flood. Here, I just want to, you know, for the sake of interest, I want to draw your attention to the meaning of the name Noah. You know what it means? You study your Bible, you'll find out. Noah sounds like comfort in Hebrew, and it has the connotation of peace. It has the meaning of peace. When Noah was born, he brought comfort to his parents. And after the flood, when he stepped out of the ark, he brought comfort to the people of his generation. In a similar way, whenever the rainbow appears, it reminds us of God's comfort in the midst of trouble, in the midst of sufferings. The rainbow reassures us that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory much brighter than the brilliance of the rainbow. The rainbow is a phenomenon of light in meteorology. It often appears after the rain. It doesn't appear any other time, but you know, it always appears after the rain. At that time, the air is clean and filled with many water droplets. When the sun shines through the water droplets, the sunlight is refracted and reflected. The result is a curved band of seven colors in the sky. The sun alone cannot produce any rainbow. That's why the rainbow appears only after the rain. If we haven't experienced any rainstorms in life, we'll never see any rainbow. Now, many of us are still young. You know, your experience in life may be, little, few and far between. But there may be times when your schoolwork doesn't go as well as you hope. There may be times when your relationship with people, even members in your family, don't go well. You know, those may be trying times for you. Those may be times of trouble. Now, if you never gone through that kind of situation, if you never really have, capitalized on those situations, you never see, quote-unquote, rainbows in your life. When we encounter God in our trouble, this divine encounter is like that of the sun shining through the water droplets. And the result is a beautiful, colorful rainbow. And so, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you not to get disheartened, not to get discouraged when the going is tough. You know, as the saying goes, when the going is tough, the tough what? Get going, right? And the rainbow is like a bridge connecting God to man. Under the rainbow covenant, God's judgment and mercy are joined together. God makes this covenant with man to preserve the human race. Under the rainbow covenant, humanity can have God's grace and enjoy a wonderful, a blessed relationship with God. In this covenant, God promised never again to destroy the earth with the waters of a flood. However, God never said he would not use other means to judge the earth. When we read the New Testament, we learn that God will use fire to destroy the earth in the last days. And some people say we are in maybe the last stretch of the last days. And so we need to really be careful. Sin caused the flood to destroy the earth. But God tells us, when we live under the rainbow, his judgment will turn into grace. And so whenever you see the rainbow, remember God's faithfulness, God's love, God's mercy and grace towards you. The rainbow in the Old Testament foreshadows the cross in the New Testament. Just as the rainbow indicates that God will never destroy the entire earth with the waters of a flood, so the cross indicates that Jesus Christ has paid the price of sin for us and will not judge us for our sin anymore. Just as the rainbow is a sign of grace, so the cross is the means by which God gives us grace through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, God calls on people in every generation to covenant with him. And this is the hope for all peoples. The question is, have you responded to God's call to covenant with him? Are you in the covenant today, or are you still outside the covenant? Now, is a Christian's life strewn with rainbows after rainbows? Is a Christian's life bright every step of the way? Well, I can tell you from personal experience, it is not. Now, God has not promised that skies will be blue all the time. Just like anyone, we are not exempt from trouble or from failures. Sometimes trying circumstances make us feel that the rain, the flood, is getting bigger and bigger and we are drowning in it. And we feel like Noah being trapped in the ark, not knowing, wondering, you know, when the end is going to come. But Noah in the ark never wavered in his faith. He trusted that God would see him and his family to the end. And in the end, they will be safe and sound. The flood was like a baptism. By means of the flood, God cleansed the earth from sin, giving Noah a new world and a new hope. So in a way, Noah is a new creation in God. And so there is hope amidst trouble. There is hope amidst failures. There is hope amidst sufferings. And this hope can come only from heaven above. And we sometimes may ask, why does trouble or suffering come to me? If God exists, if God so loves me, why does he let things happen to me? And perhaps the following story will help you understand why. A daughter told her mother, I don't feel like going on living anymore. Why? I almost flunked my finals. My boyfriend has dumped me. And what hurts me most is he has the gall to date my girlfriend, my best friend. Also, my teacher has just died of cancer. The mother listened to her daughter attentively and said nothing throughout this time. And when her daughter was finished, she said to her, come, let's bake a cake together. And so they went in the kitchen. The daughter sat on one side watching her mother getting everything ready for the baking. And then her mom asked her, "Do you like my cake?" And she said, "Mom, you know that I like your cake a lot." And the mom said, "Well, I want you to drink this olive oil to see what it tastes like." And the daughter couldn't believe it and asked, "Why, Mom? I don't want to drink it." Immediately, the mother said, "Well, in that case, why don't you eat these two eggs?" Upon hearing that, the daughter protested, "Are you kidding, Mom?" Her mother did not answer her and made another suggestion. "Why don't you eat some flour?" The daughter was getting annoyed and impatient. "You would too, right? Mom, wouldn't I get sick eating the flour?" At that moment, the mother said, "The uncooked ingredients for a cake taste very bad. But when they are mixed together in proportion and put in the oven, the final product is a delicious, tasty cake." And the mother looked at her daughter in the eye and said, "The key is, what do you do with the ingredients?" And so, the question for us today is, what do we do with trouble, with failure, with suffering in life? Do you know what to do? Are you able to deal with all these things in life? I sometimes don't know how, even though I'm your pastor. Sometimes I just don't know how to deal with it. In staff meetings, Pastor Andy knows, sometimes I would share my trouble and all that. Yeah. There are many things in life which are beyond our limited ability. We need God to intervene in our life to help us deal with all sorts of trouble. Although we still need to go through them, God will turn them into a colorful, beautiful rainbow. He can make our life beautiful in the end. And there is this little chorus. I don't know if you have sung it before. Maybe Andrew, you have sung it. It's called "In His Time." Have you ever sung it? In His Time. In His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time. Such a beautiful chorus. Maybe we should learn how to sing it. Now God will do what He has promised. He'll never go back on His word. The rainbow in the sky proves that He is worthy of our unwavering trust. Therefore, we are able to say we can live by God's covenant. And we live under various challenges nowadays. But we also live, don't forget, we also live under God's rainbow. God will never forsake us nor abandon us. And Paul says, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:13, "If we are faithless, God will remain faithful, for He cannot disown Himself." Disowning Himself means God cannot do anything contrary to what He is and who He is. And from day one, God has never dishonored His covenants with human race. He remembers not only Noah, but also people in subsequent generations. God will never dishonor His covenant. And this is great news for you and for me, for all who believe in Him. We live in chaotic and uncertain times, and we need to have a reliable, a dependable, a trustworthy relationship with God. When we face all sorts of trouble, all sorts of pressure, all sorts of setback, the hardest thing to bear is not the pressure or the setback itself. The hardest thing to bear is nobody cares about us. But it's comforting and reassuring to know that God does care. Because God cares, He is willing to make a covenant with you and with me. And he is calling on you and me to come under this covenant today with no conditions attached. Are you willing to come under this covenant with God? He is willing to get involved in your well-being. He is willing to give you Jesus Christ. And this is the message that Jesus Christ brought to us when he entered this world. He is the Word, and the Word became flesh, dwelling among all of us. Jesus Christ is the Word incarnate, and he has spent 33 years on this earth. And so he understands what you and I go through from time to time. He even understands the pressure you have at school. He even understands the challenge that you face at work. And today God is calling on you to covenant with him. Are you willing? Today, let's think about the rainbow covenant God made with Noah. Who will see the rainbow? Only people who are willing to look up. And when we look up to God, we will see the covenant God has made with us through Jesus Christ. And God is able to see us through all sorts of storms in life. Whether you are a teenager today, whether you are 50-something today, whether you are 80-something later on, our God is able to see us through all sorts of rainstorms. So he wants to covenant with you today. Will you respond to him? In closing, let us be encouraged by God's promise, as recorded in Isaiah 54, verse 9 to verse 10, God says to you, "To me, this is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." Amen. Now let us pray. Before I lead you in prayer, maybe there's something you want to speak to God about, and this is the moment. You can bare your soul, you can pour out your heart before God. You may be facing a number of challenges in life at this moment. Life hasn't been that great. Maybe this is time you come to God again. You can tell him the hurts, the pains, or the negative impact you've been experiencing in life. And God promises you, he is the God of love, the God of grace, the God of compassion, the God of mercy, the God of power. He's able to lift you up out of all these things. He will make your life beautiful again, just like the rainbow. Heavenly Father, we are laid bare before you. You know the turmoils, you know the snares that we face in life. You heard our prayers. We thank you for listening. And we thank you that you are God who cares. And so we lay down all our burdens, all our weary to you. Lord, we pray that in return you will give us peace. You will give us that tranquility in you, firmly believing that you are here with us and you will see us through all these things. And in the end, our life will be beautiful because you have made it so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.